And then they said they didn't like the way I looked. This was in 1976, where your boss could call you in and say, I don't like the way you look. Now that would be called lawsuit, but back then they could just say, I don't like the way you look, which in case some of you in the back, if you can't tell, is nothing like Barbara Walters. So they sent me to a salon where they gave me a perm, and after a few days all my hair fell out and I had to shave my head, and then they really didn't like the way I looked. Because now I am black and bald and sitting on TV. Not a pretty picture. But even worse than being bald, I really hated being sent to report on other people's tragedies as a part of my daily duty, knowing that I was just expected to observe when everything in my instinct told me that I should be doing something. I should be lending a hand. So, as President Hennessy said, I'd cover a fire, and then I'd go back and I'd try to give the victims blankets. And I wouldn't be able to sleep at night because of all the things I was covering during the day. And meanwhile, I was trying to sit gracefully like Barbara and make myself talk like Barbara. And I thought, well, I could make a pretty goofy Barbara, and if I could figure out how to be myself, I could be a pretty good Oprah. I was trying to sound elegant like Barbara, and sometimes I didn't read my copy because something inside me said, this should be spontaneous, you know, it should be spontaneous. So I wanted to get the news as I was giving it to the people. So sometimes I wouldn't read my copy and it'd be like six people in a pile up on I-40. Oh my goodness.